It's Thursday, November 19th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. State and city job data, Gaia X in the EU, better deliver, and data privacy lessons from the IRS. This is the Business of Tech. The new edition of the Milken Institute's State and Technology Index has been released and ranks states across five core areas: research and development, risk capital and entrepreneurial infrastructure, human capital investment, technology and science workforce, and technology concentration and dynamism. Number one, Massachusetts, followed by Colorado, California, Maryland, and Washington. My home state of Virginia is eighth. You can find your own in the link in the show notes. Related, a separate study by job site Indeed ranked the DC metro as the most robust for tech jobs, followed by New York and Seattle. The Bay Area clocked in at fourth. Top in-demand skills, coding languages, Linux, and AWS. Links to the study also in the show notes. So, why do we care? Here's why we care on this one. With the ability to hire and manage teams virtually now normalized, there's a robust opportunity to explore new locations for hiring. Let me observe that while the DC Metro is top-ranked, it also aligns with Maryland and Virginia's placement on the state rankings. New York, while robust for tech jobs, ranks 21st on the state ranking, meaning that those high-paying jobs may be more available to those outside the region. There is also an inverse possibility that those from robust regions may continue to explore housing outside of those areas, as the high cost of living drives workers to re-examine their choices. Your takeaways: examine your own markets to know how you fit and leverage your own situation to hire more effectively or retain talent. Let's update on the Gaia X project covered earlier this year. Last June, the EU launched the initiative to create a cloud ecosystem protected by EU data laws. Now, per a new report from Forrester, the initiative needs to deliver proof of its value if it wants to avoid becoming irrelevant. Gaia X is designed for specific use cases that involve highly sensitive data. Think regulated industries like healthcare, financial services, manufacturing, utilities, or energy. The report outlines that if the project doesn't show more value than an average infrastructure provider by mid-2021, it won't matter anymore, and the project will be dead on arrival. Why do we care? We're getting to put-up-or-shut-up time for Gaia X. Can the project show results? We're watching because if it does, there is a business model for privacy-driven data management that competes with the big providers. If it fails, we'll be looking to understand how these requirements get addressed in lieu of that. And in the fight for privacy, the IRS has made changes, announcing that sensitive information will be masked on all tax transcripts starting next month. Quoting Bleeping Computer, "Once sensitive data on business tax transcripts will start being masked, the IRS says that the new tax transcripts will only show the following info: the last four digits of any employer identification numbered on the transcript, the last four digits of any social security number or individual tax identification number listed, the last four digits of any account or telephone number, the first four characters of the first and last name for any individuals, and the first three characters if the name only has four letters, first four characters of any name or in the business name line, the first six characters of the street address, including spaces, and all money amounts, including wage and income, balance due, interest, and penalties. The new tax transcript will still contain an optional ID that matches the taxpayer, both business and individual, to the transcript." So why do we care? Tactically, I like this list because it's a simple reference for those in data management. If you need a refresher, look no further than the IRS. Here's the other reason I like this move. It helps normalize this behavior and raises the bar. If the IRS is doing it, everyone else better be too. Call it cloud cover or call it the tide rising, whichever weather-related comparison you prefer. Introducing Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security. Zero trust access securing RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication without open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. 2 years of partner-driven development brings audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, all in a purpose-built solution for small businesses. Interested? Learn even more by visiting calyptics.com/gatekeeper, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.